What is a Christian response to homosexuality? The answer to that and other questions on this edition of Key Life.
Hi, I'm Mike Kellogg, and you are now listening to Key Life, where you can find honest answers to honest questions about God's Word. Now, here is Steve.
Thanks, Mike and Pete Alwinson. It's good to have you, as always, coming in on Friday.
Good to be here.
The reason Pete is smiling is that this is the third time we've begun this program, and maybe this time we'll get it right. Hey, we love getting your questions, but you got to write them out. Send them to Key Life, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794, or Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3, or you can email us at steve@keylife.org. By the way, check out our webpage. It's www.keylife.org, and we're adding new stuff to our website every day. And I think you're going to like it, so check it out. By the way, don't use the 1-800-KEY-LIFE number to ask a question. You can get a catalog, become a part of Key Life Tapes free, get the magazine free, get the booklets free. You can make a contribution even. But you got to write your questions out and try to limit it to no more than three, preferably one. And you always get a response from me or a staff member on the broadcast or the magazine. Pete, why don't you lead us in prayer, and then we'll get to these questions.
All right. Our Father, as we end our week, we're grateful for it. And as we look back, we see some good and we see some bad. It's always mixed. But over it all, we know that you have been in charge, and we praise you today because you are the sovereign King of the universe, that there is nothing that escapes your knowledge, that there is nothing that escapes your plan, and that we are in the very center of your plan. Thank you for your love and your kindness, Savior, your patience, Lord, and the way that you put up with us and develop us and encourage us, and we honor you. And Lord, our little bit of praise right now reminds us that we gather with a much bigger group on Sunday. We're going to be gathering to give honor and praise and worship to you. Help us to think about you and a little bit less about ourselves. Help us to go to give and not just to get. And so we pray for our leaders that they would be ready to lead us. Give them the message they're supposed to deliver to us, the priests, pastors, teachers, leaders, Father, in our churches, and the pastors' wives. Be with them and their families. And Father, we just pray that you would protect those who stand for you and lead your people. Father, we have many needs, and you know them. Sometimes we play like everything is great in our life, and it isn't. We've got a lot of questions, and even now as we look at these, we pray that you'd give us your guidance, your wisdom, so that we could live in a more enjoyable and impactful way for you, as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pete, this is from Kentucky. What should our response to homosexuals be?
My initial thought was, what should our response be to alcoholics or to a thief or murderer?
Yeah.
The same response.
Yeah, when you start talking about this, and I do that too. By the way, everybody thinks whenever we deal with this issue that I am pro-homosexuality, and I believe that in homosexual marriages, and that I believe that homosexuals ought to serve as pastors of churches. Please do not think I think that. I do not. Neither does Pete.
I believe
the Bible is clear about those issues.
Yeah.
But they're clear about those other issues, too.
Well, you'd be defrocked if you believed those things.
Oh, yeah.
In our denomination, your ordination.
That's right. They do not take lightly to somebody. However, I think sometimes, I've listened to gay folks who talk about how I got a letter just last week and spent a long time answering from a woman in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about how she brought it up in a small Bible study in her church, said that she was struggling with this, that she'd come out of that lifestyle, that God had saved her, and she really needed her Christian brothers and sisters to stand with her. The leader of the Bible study went to the pastor. They ended up bringing her before the elders of the church. They would not allow her to have anything to do with children in the church. They disciplined her because of her past.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, man,
that's
not right.
That's
you can't do that. We ought to be so free in the church that somebody could stand up and say, look, I'm having trouble with gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys help me?
Yeah.
I'm really dealing with a problem of gluttony. Or I'm homosexual, and I don't know how to deal with that. It's a hard place to be. Can you guys help me?
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And we don't do that.
And if we can't do it at the church, you know, Sunday, just yesterday, the day before, when was that Sunday? Not too long ago.
Yeah.
We were in the worship time, and one of the ladies, I looked over at her. We have a greeting time. I looked over, and she was crying.
Oh,
and I went over there and put my arm around her, and we talked. And then afterwards, she said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm so embarrassed. I said, what are you embarrassed about? If you can't cry here,
where can you?
Where can you cry?
Oh,
and this is we're a hospital. And I think that the homosexual issues are so inflammatory in our culture. And the Bible says it's not a proper behavior.
Yeah.
But neither is alcoholism. And,
there's something that makes us so angry about the gay agenda, the homosexual agenda. That makes me angry, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, they're deceptive.
Yeah.
They're doing lot of things that, in the leadership, the gay leadership, that's deceptive. And they set up straw horses and
that's so true.
And attack us.
But, you know, there are other groups that do that, too.
That's true.
And Christians don't have to be uptight about that.
Mm-hmm.
We can speak truth. We can say that's wrong or that's not true. But I don't think we have to go out on a crusade at that point.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they're not angry. They're just hungry.
That's right.
And maybe we need to more and more present Jesus.
I agree.
And I yearn for the day when gays will feel comfortable in our churches.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know it's a place of healing.
Mm-hmm.
But don't misunderstand anything that we just said at that point. All right. This is from Texas. How can we as Christians be happy and settled in heaven while some of our loved ones have been sent to hell? I know the verse about all our tears being wiped away, but somehow the question remains unanswered.
Boy, this side...
I don't have an answer for that. Yeah. I don't know.
This side of heaven, we're going to probably always feel that way. If you have a heart, you're going to feel that way.
Yeah.
The only way I can answer it is to say that when you're in heaven, you'll see God as he is, and you'll see his perspective, and you'll say, it's all right.
And maybe be able to be relieved of that emotional. But I don't know. I know it'll be okay.
Yeah.
I know whatever's going to happen is going to be okay. I recently had a real funny thing happen. I've been praying for this elderly couple who are part of a family of some friends of ours. And I've been praying for them daily for almost 10 years.
Mm.
And last week, I took their name off my prayer list. I don't know why. I just was going through my prayer list, and I just thought, you know, I just don't feel I need to pray for them anymore. And the next day, I heard that the lady in this group had been with these elderly parents, and they told her to shut up about Jesus. They didn't want to hear it anymore. And I tell you, that gives you holy goosebumps.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that, you know, I'm not that spiritual. But it was really kind of funny when I felt that and the next day heard that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't know how she's going to be able to make it in heaven if her parents are lost.
Yeah.
But God knows. And sometimes you just have to trust him that it will be okay.
That's right.
However, what's our responsibility as Christians to a suffering world? That's from Tennessee, by the way.
Mm. To be involved the best we can. When I was speaking at a church over in Lakeland, Florida, they were talking about how when the Kosovo stuff was really heated up, they mobilized themselves and they sent like 3 truckloads, their church, they mobilized the whole town, and they sent 3 or 4 truckloads of stuff over there. It was just great. And it was amazing. The response of God's people. Well, God's people will respond.
Oh, they really?
If we ask.
I agree, and I think we've got to react with compassion and love and kindness, and Matthew 25 can't be erased from the Bible, so we have social obligations to the oppressed and the poor and the people in jail. I was one time on a radio program with an atheist who happened to be, by the way, homosexual, and he had raised, I think, $15,000 for world hunger with that song they used to sing, We Are the World.
Yeah, right.
And he was so proud of it, and he just wanted to say, what have you done? And I said, you don't give a rip about the poor. You have to sing a ditty to get people to help the poor. We've been helping the poor for 4,000 years.
That's right.
And I want you to know we've given billions, and we've built hospitals and schools, and we're making a difference right now.
That's right.
With thousands of people all over the world. Now, when you match that, then you come back to me and talk to me about
that's
it.
That's right. That's right. And Paul said that when he went on one of his missionary journeys, the elders said, hey, remember the poor. He said, that was the very thing we wanted to do.
Yeah. So. But there are some Christians who think that's something that we ought not be involved in, and they're just simply wrong.
They're wrong.
Let's see if we have time. Yeah, we got time for maybe one or two more. What do you think about the Bible codes? That's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Did we answer that not too long ago?
Yeah, not too. We talked about it. I don't think there's a code behind the language. I don't think you number the words of the Hebrew or the Greek and say there's another language. I just think that's. I'm sorry. I think that's witchcraft.
we had a when we used to do a talk show that went down in flames. We interviewed a guy who had written a book, who started writing the book because he was intrigued by it.
Uh-huh.
He thought this was going to build his faith. But the more he got into it and the more he ran it through his computer models, he found out it simply was not true.
Right.
So be careful of that Bible code stuff.
That's right.
All right. And the answer to your question is, what do you think about the Bible code? The answer is not much.
Not much.
Okay. I don't know why we couldn't keep it that simple.
And
yet,
if I could write a book and make some money off of it, I probably we got a building program, Steve.
Good point.
You know,
how are we doing with that building?
Hey, it's coming out of the ground.
Yeah, I know. Can't find a parking place now. Which
it's all muddy.
Why don't we tell these people to go on back to where they came from? That we were doing fine before they came.
Let's,
I don't want these new people in our
subject.
Church. Yeah. Right. I think we dealt with this last week. What do we know for certain about the end times? I think it's fun to talk about, but I don't think the details we know.
What we know for certain is that Jesus is coming again.
Yeah.
And that it's going to come. He's going to come triumphantly, noisily. Everybody's going to know. We know that for sure. And nobody's going to question who it is when he gets here.
I agree with that. And it's fun. And you know, people hear us talk and think, you know, they're putting down prophecy. I'm really not. I think that's fun to study, and I think it's fun to get into the Bible and say, now, what did he mean here? I loved your series on Revelation. It was just a great time of study, and all of our people learned a lot from that. But it's just not as long as you get the end right.
Oh, man, that's right. That's right. I mean, there's so many details there.
All right, we're out of time. Come back next Friday?
Let's do it.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. Guys, we're out of here. Whenever you write a call, be sure and give us the call letters of this station. And oh yes, Key Life is a production of Key Life Network.